from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. And Mike, this week might be a good lesson that it doesn't have to be 50-point performances every single week or breaking franchise record. This was one of those NFC North knucklebusters, a very good win over the Minnesota Vikings, a team that wanted a division win.
Well, it's about winning. I mean, you have to, you know, every win counts as one, and regardless, you know, how it goes down. So, and that's something that really I think our football team does a great job of staying focused on. They know every opportunity is going to be different. It's never the same week to week, year to year. It'd be foolish to think that it would go, it goes that way. So, planning on a new environment, new stadium, all those components and so forth. It was a great atmosphere, a lot of Packer fans over there in Minneapolis yesterday. But it was excellent. It was an excellent win for us, our fourth division win.
Mike, the way it ended had to be good for the collective heart of your football team. I mean, Teddy Lacy for 3, 4, 5, 5, 10, and kneel down twice and it's over. Final 3:23, that had to be great for your football team.
You know, it's amazing all the years doing this show with Larry, your questions always go over 25 seconds when the O-line plays well. So, I mean, it's just,
you
know, it's
you got a problem with that?
No, that's good. That was your longest question of the year by far. But that's exactly how you want to, you know, want to do it. And you know, our linemen take a lot of pride. Both our offensive linemen and defensive linemen, they're the big dogs of our football team. So for them to put their finish on that game was exactly what you're looking for.
Speaking of which, we found out later that Eddie Lacy wasn't feeling well, so an incredible performance in and amongst that. But the shovel pass touchdown, I mean, Lindsley had a block, Sitton had a block, Richard Rodgers, our guest this week, he had a block, and then Eddie just had that will to get in the end zone. Is that a great play when you're looking at it from the sideline, just the way it all went?
It's an excellent play. I mean, there's mechanics involved in how it comes off, and you know, the execution was excellent. So, Aaron did a great job selling it, making it look like a pass, and you know, just the timing and the execution was exactly what you're looking for.
Mike, I know you're not going to like this question, but the victory over the Vikings, your 90th win as a Green Bay Packers head coach, you just passed the immortal Vince Lombardi on the list. And all I'm going to ask you is that it's a kind of a sobering thought when you pass a guy like that on the list.
You know, it's really sobering every day you walk into Lambeau Field. I mean, this is just such a special place, and I know probably the people outside the building, you know, can really appreciate that. But it's the same working here. So, you know, I've always looked at those types of things as it's really a reflection of your program, and I'm very blessed to have this job.
87-yard drive, Mike, 11 plays, 6 minutes and 18 seconds. Is that big boy football? Is that what you like to see out of your team, just that physical will to get it down the field, even though explosive plays were hard to come by against the Lakers?
Definitely. I mean, you know, I think you can't get caught up in trying to win a certain way. You have to find different ways to win football games each and every week and have the ability to hit big plays, have the ability to go long drives. You have to have all that because, you know, like I said, every game's different. You know, our next opponent, this will be a totally different football game. So the ability to stay balanced and also be multidimensional is very important.
Mike, as opposed to the Eagles, who chose to use more pressure, the Vikings, in a general sense, played more coverage against you. Is that what you were expecting going in, or is it just, let's see what happens, fellas?
Well, I think if you look at the pattern of the last 4 weeks, you would anticipate it. There was definitely some of it in the first game. Actually, the Vikings went to a lot more three shell coverage and five-man pressure leading up into our game. So, I mean, we did practice for it. We did expect it. And it really got into a down-and-distance call as far as what they were calling.
Mike, you're one of the least penalized teams in the league, and it hasn't been much of a problem at all this year, but there were some inopportune penalties. Is that a concern this week?
I mean, it's something you learn from. I think it's important to be accountable to winning, and being accountable to winning is make sure you continue to correct and learn the lessons that every contest gives you. So, and that's no different with the Vikings. I mean, we had the number 17th ranked officiating crew in the league, which means they call the least amount of penalties than anybody in the league. And I think the way the game started, it looked like it was going to continue that way. But we won't get into specifics of that. But you know, but then you know, we had some tough calls, and they were definitely at the wrong opportunity, you know, at the wrong time, and you know, we just have to do a better job. And it's always about hands. You know, it's hand control is really a big emphasis this year.
While we're in the neighborhood, Mike, a couple of your wide receivers got called for infractions while blocking downfield. Mm-hmm. Now, I know as a head coach you cannot condone that. However, I give the group a bunch of credit for caring enough about blocking that they'd actually try so hard they'd end up doing something illegal. I think that's okay.
You know, Jordy's penalty was definitely tough. I mean, you can see it at hand. He grabs the cloth but replaces, and I think the official just saw that particular moment. But, I mean, it's textbook. I mean, he's got him square. And really, the defensive back's not even fighting the block, too. So, I mean, Jordy's just running him down the field. So that was a tough one. You know, the Devontae, you know, he did hit him in the back, and, you know, we'll learn from that.
Also, Mike, Andrew Corliss, yards after the catch, he had the biggest explosive play, 34 yards. What did you see out of him that he was breaking a lot of tackles?
No, Andrew Corliss played his best game this year, clearly. I mean, his grades were excellent. He's definitely one of our highest graded players on offense against the Vikings. So he did very well in the run blocking, both, you know, in the backfield and at the line of scrimmage, pass receiving, and like you've already said, yards after the catch. And I thought he did a nice job of protection. We did a lot of protection adjustments at the line of scrimmage, and he's part of that.
Next up, our special guest, Richard Rodgers. You are watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Welcome back to The Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, rookie tight end Richard Rodgers. Now, Richard, what was your favorite play from the Vikings game?
Probably the last play of the game.
Probably the last.
Good answer.
Your second favorite play?
Maybe the play where I blocked for Eddie to score.
Bingo. Okay, I thought, silly me, I thought he was going to say the touchdown catch. But I didn't know what a team guy he was. That was the play I wanted to talk to you about. Now, on that block you made for Eddie Lacy after the shovel pass, you're lined up wide right. Basically, I mean, how are you going to be a factor in this play? You hustle down there, get your hat on Harrison Smith, a good defensive player, and it basically helped Eddie, last line of defense, get into the end zone. That had to feel pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, when the play happened, I didn't really know if I got a block on him or not because I kind of missed. So I wasn't sure if Eddie got into the end zone or if I actually blocked him. But I saw the play after, and I did get a block on him, and I was just glad that Eddie could get into the end zone.
Yeah, I watched it from both angles, and you nicked him off there and did more than nick him. You know, because your last year at Cal, you played kind of a wide receiver. People were wondering about the rough stuff and so forth. There was another instance this year in the Carolina game where you obliterated Roman Harper on a Randall Cobb catch and run. You remember that play?
Yes.
You kind of like this rough stuff, don't you?
Yeah, it's fun.
Let's get back to the main job. I don't know if it's the main job, but the receiving end of being a tight end. Now, how important is it for you to be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, when Aaron Rodgers is playing quarterback?
I think it's important for everyone to be where they're supposed to be. And really, if we all do our job, we can't really be stopped as an offense. And Aaron trusts us to be where we're supposed to be, just like you saw in that play. He barely, I don't even know if he saw me, but if he did, he barely saw me and threw it, and he expects me to be there. So we try to be in our spots when we're supposed to be there.
Speaking of the touchdown play, have you ever been the receiver in practice? Has he ever hit you on that?
I can't remember if he has or not. Usually the front side of the play is open, and the scout team doesn't really react like the actual defense does. So it's tough to get that throw in practice.
Now, as we can see, you're from Cal. Aaron Rodgers from Cal. Does he cut you any slack because you're from the same college team?
I don't think so. Not yet, at least.
Mike, how would you rate Richard's rookie season so far?
Well, I think it's getting better each week. He's a multi-dimensional tight end. Obviously, we asked our tight ends to do a lot. You know, they're displaced formations, blocking on the line of scrimmage, blocking from the backfield, check downs, obviously the vertical routes, the crossing routes, and so forth. So he's getting better each week.
All right, let's go out to Lance in the audience.
Thank you very much, Larry. First up, Sandra, you have a question for Richard.
Okay, so this is obviously a question everyone was thinking. What was going through your mind when the ball was coming your way? Like, when you were waiting and waiting and waiting, but, like, what was going through your mind?
The first thing I thought was don't drop it, and then the second thing I thought was should I catch it with my hands or should I let it get to my body? But I trusted my hands in the end and caught it, so thankfully I caught it.
Very thankfully so. All right, Barrett has a question for Richard as well.
Hey, Rogers to Rogers, California to California. When's another Rogers guy going to pick up a dinner tab for you?
I'm not sure. Hopefully soon. Hopefully.
You'd think he could do that at some point. All right. And Cassandra has a question for Richard as well.
Hey, so there's nine of us back there from North Carolina. Okay. So by association, Small Panthers fans. But I'm just curious, how did it feel being able to play catch with your dad?
It was
before
awesome.
That Panthers game.
That was awesome. Not a lot of people get that opportunity, and I'm just glad that I got the opportunity, and I'm glad that he got to share that moment as well. I mean, he probably never thought that would ever happen, so he was very excited about that, and I was too.
For those that don't know, Richard's dad is a special teams coach for the Panthers, so very special moment. Next up, Larry and Richard on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
See the tailback, Rodgers under center. Play action, Rodgers boots the right side. Looking, throws it back left side. Richard Rodgers wide open left corner of the end zone.
Welcome back. We are going to look at Richard's favorite play from the Viking game. Richard, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
First of all, would you show us where you're at in the alignment there?
I'm right here.
And what's your job responsibility on this play?
All right, my job responsibility is to act like I'm blocking this guy and release back here in the end zone.
Okay, wonderful. Let's take a look at it. We used to call this slow blocking back before you were born. And just kind of pretend like you're blocking a little bit, okay? And, and that's so far successful, huh?
Right.
Okay. And as you left the formation, went out on your pass pattern, did you get the sense that nobody, none of these knuckleheads from Minnesota saw you?
Yes, I did, actually, because the only guy that was out here started running, so I knew I was by myself.
So let's focus back over here at the other end of the play on that Rodgers fella. Mm-hmm. Now, this is kind of unbelievable under this kind of pressure finding you. And right. Then we're going to go up, and there you are. Stop it right there if you can. There you are. Now, the ball was in the air quite a long time, Richard. While it was up there, what's going on in your head?
I was just thinking to myself, don't drop it.
Good thought, Richard.
Yep.
And then it finally comes down, and there you make the grab, and your very first career touchdown catch. Couple questions for you. Did that go through your mind at that moment?
No, I wasn't really thinking about that.
All right. You thought about it later, I assume?
Yeah.
Did you get the ball?
Yes, I did.
Okay, wonderful. And the other thing, run it a little forward, if you could. Know what was really cool, Richard? You act like you've been there before. There's nothing crazy about it. Was that on purpose, or was that just the way it happened?
Yeah, I don't like to celebrate too much. But right. That brings attention on yourself, and clearly there was 10 other guys during the play that made this happen.
Team player, Richard, the first of many touchdown catches.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Don't go away.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. We have game balls every week. Larry, you'll enjoy this. Eddie Lacy, as well as Josh Sitton, get the game balls for offense. Great blocking, great running, very physical game. What do those guys do that you saw, Mike, that they earned the game balls this week?
Well, I think it was obvious, you know, what Eddie did. I think that's what everybody sees is, you know, his ability, obviously, to run the football, to break tackles, and had a big day production-wise, and especially playing the way he felt, too. You know, the things you probably don't get to see is the performance by Josh Sitton. You know, Josh he's having an excellent year again. Does a great job in the pass protection, but his physicality and the run block, I think he had like 7 knockdowns and, you know, just really played extremely well at the finish. So it was his best game of the year.
Mike, when you watch the defensive tape, you notice your safeties a lot, around the ball a lot, in particular Morgan Burnett. Man, he made a lot of plays.
Definitely. Morgan was flying around. I think he had 9-plus tackles. You know, he obviously had the interception that was nullified because of the penalty. But I thought Morgan was impactful. Quarterback hit, you know, and probably play one of his better games.
And the special teams game ball goes to Jamari Lattimore. Maybe he's not playing as much defensively, but he poured all of his effort into special teams. And what does that say about a guy, Mike, that he really was flying around yesterday?
I mean, Jamari's a dynamic player, brings a lot of emotion and energy to our football team. And, you know, he's been a special teams player for so long, good special teams player for so long. I think it's just kind of another day for Jamari. It's just finally we had a chance to recognize him.
Mike, getting back to the offensive line, ironically enough, for a moment, I think kudos go out to T.J. Lang, Josh's partner at the other guard. I mean, he re-injures his ankle, tape it up, and I'm going back out. That's good for a football team. That sends a tremendous message to the guys.
You know, definitely. Availability. You know, we always talk about availability and accountability, and to just see TJ to get up at the end of that play, you know, it didn't look very good. And seeing it was his left ankle, you knew he had re-injured himself. So, yeah, it was great to get him to, A, not only just go back out there, but, you know, still played at a very high level.
Every week we ask for your opinion on Twitter, hashtag McCarthy Show. Play the game, Mike. You might be surprised. Rodgers to Rodgers got a lot of votes, but equally as many, the Micah Hyde interception. How much did that turn the tables in the game? And Hyde pointing the football, he looked like a receiver on that play.
You know, Micah had, you know, the two biggest plays on defense, not only the interception but the sack. But, yes, that was a huge play in the game. You know, we had some opportunities, you know, as far as getting interceptions. And, you know, the ball just didn't quite bounce our way, but that was a big play in the game.
The guy's just a football player. On the sack, he's got to beat a blocking back. That's a sign to keep him out of there. And a little pass rush move. He doesn't get a lot of practice at that, and bingo, he's home.
Yeah, I mean, Mike is such a good football player. I mean, it shows up all the time, whether it's on a sack or in space, and, you know, in the instincts now, as far as being a blitzer, special teams, you know, returner. So, he's just a playmaker.
Next up, we'll get you ready for the Patriots. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's Wardrobe, supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. The Patriots, Mike. Some consider them the best team in the AFC. This seems like it's going to be a heavyweight title fight here at Lambeau Field. Packers, Patriots, big game.
Definitely. I mean, these are the kind of games you love to play in, especially this time of year. It's November football, and they're playing extremely well, and that's what you really focus on, the video and what we've seen so far. So it'll be a great game.
Mike, the record's 8-3, but some of the things you look at, style of play and quality of play, where are those two commodities at as far as you're concerned?
We are where we need to be, but the nice thing is we definitely see improvement. You know, style of play is something that you have to hit that target each and every week. I thought for the most part throughout our football team against Minnesota, we had that. But definitely the offensive line definitely had it. And we'll have a big test this week with the New England Patriots. We can always improve our quality of play, and that's what we stay focused on.
Mike, plenty of football to play, but now that you're on top of the division, does that mean something right now at this point to your guys in the locker room and just the situation at hand?
I mean, we're aware of it. I mean, you know, we don't talk about it. I mean, I don't. It's not something that I address in my team meetings because today, you know, our players are so much more informed. You know, I don't feel like you have to sit there and go through the rankings. We've been there before. I think that component of being in our locker room, we understand, you know, what it means. But the reality of it is there's so much more football left to play.
Well, good luck against the Patriots, Mike.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. Toys for Tots this Sunday against the New England Patriots. Please bring your new unwrapped toys, or you can donate cash as well at each and every gate at Lambeau Field. Thanks for watching the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll talk to you after the Patriots game.